Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. You know, there are currently 18 bicycle-friendly communities in Wisconsin, at least designated that way. And we're going to talk with our guest about the benefits of this distinction, what it gives to cities and the people who live there. And our guest is Michelle Bacchus. Michelle is the Community Engagement Manager for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. She helps Wisconsin businesses and cities become official bike-friendly communities. So what would you like to know about becoming a bike-friendly community? Maybe you're living in one. What do you like about it? Questions about the Wisconsin Bike Fed, or would you like help finding places to ride in your area, maybe? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us. The email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Michelle Bacchus, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Maybe you could start by telling us a bit about the Wisconsin Bike Fed. How did it get going? What's its history and what's it about?
The Wisconsin Bike Fed has a great history. We are over 20 years old, and we are one of the largest statewide bike and ped advocacy associations in the country.
Very cool.
Biking, walking, driving, everybody who shares the roads.
Well, what makes a bicycle-friendly community?
Bicycle-friendly communities are communities where people feel comfortable and confident going wherever they need to go by bike.
Okay, and you are involved, of course, in designating bike-friendly communities. What are the benefits to cities for being designated bike-friendly?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. The benefit list is practically endless. But one of my favorite things, one of my favorite benefits of being a bike-friendly community is my favorite benefit from biking. When I go by bike and I'm pedaling from my house to the grocery store, maybe just to the farm market, or maybe just around town, and I pass somebody who's gardening or somebody who's out grilling, I wave and I say hi, and they turn around, look, and they're surprised. They're, who was that? You never do that when you're in your car. But it just creates a community that's connected. And instead of people saying, you know, where do you live, or, you know, what city are you from, you say, what's your hometown? And it really has a sense of belonging.
Yeah. Well, already callers online, Mike in Milwaukee will give you a chance. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
I guess I got the counterpoint, Larry. I'm a 75-year-old crabby old man, and I have bicycled in the past. Back in my 40s, I rode my bicycle to work from Brookfield to Milwaukee. It was about 11 miles one way, and you know, it was enjoyable. And you know what? We didn't have all the bike paths and stuff like that, but you made do. I'm going to complain about all these bike paths in Milwaukee, because everywhere I look, they're making it harder for us to drive. On 43rd Street here, the road gets narrower. Got bike lanes we can't drive in anymore, and I've never seen a bike on any one of these lanes anywhere. Same thing in Greenfield. They put in brand new roads, and instead of having two lanes from what they had, now they're down to one lane with a bike lane, and traffic is backed up for blocks. And you have to look at what's good for the majority of people. And I think in Milwaukee, at least, we're going in the wrong direction.
No. So there's a counterpoint for you, Michelle. What do you think about Mike's comments on bike? There's too many bike paths.
Yeah. It's nothing I've never heard before, of course. And I appreciate your input. There are a lot of reasons why these bike paths and bike lanes are installed, and it's not just to help one or two cyclists. There's a lot of evaluation done, and often it's misleading that when we're on that street, we'll see it backed up, but the rest of the 23 hours and 58 minutes of the day, it's a lot different. So there's a lot of research that goes into it, and The more people we can slow down when they're driving, the more people who will be confident biking and using those bike lanes and bike paths. Narrower streets slow people down when they're driving. It's just the facts. So hopefully, Mike, you can grab that bike out of your garage and feel more confident and comfortable taking that on short trips instead of your car, and then you won't be backed up. Just dip right to the front door of where you're going.
Okay, there you go, Mike. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Well, Jim in Stevens Point is online. Let's go there. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. Stevens Point is the home of the Green Circle Trail, and it's just celebrated its 25th anniversary a couple of years ago. I've been on the volunteer board, so it's run by a volunteer board of directors, and it's a 26-mile loop around the metro area, mostly green space, and it's a public-private partnership, so we have some private lands that we have the trail go through, as well as public entities like the City of Stevens Point and Portage County staff that maintain the trail. So, it's completely funded by donations by community and other people. So it's a wonderful thing to have. And more recently, we've been creating spurs off the main trail that allow people to go directly into town, like to a farmer's market or to the downtown area. So it's a wonderful thing to have. I get on it just about every other day during the summertime and ride my bike or walk my dog.
Oh, Jim, thanks so much for calling. Comments, Michelle?
We love the Green Circle Trail. Thanks for chiming in here, Jim. It is a beautiful place. In fact, I was just on the phone with Stevens Point at about less than 15 minutes ago. The Green Circle Trail is a beautiful place to be. And the way that the spurs are being added, hopefully they can get some tap funding to support that, because those are extremely beneficial in connecting more neighborhoods to your business districts.
Yeah, is Stevens Point a bike-friendly, designated as a bike-friendly community yet?
It is. They're a silver-level bike-friendly community. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of different components that made that possible.
Yeah, Jim, I saw a Wisconsin Public Television show on the history of Stevens Point, and they had quite a nice piece in there on that Circle Trail. And it was, I haven't been on it yet. So I was thinking, man, I got to get up there and get on that trail, because it looks really, really nice. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, so they're a silver. There's platinum, silver, and bronze, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's one more in there that Wisconsin doesn't have any at the gold level, but it's there. It's between silver and platinum.
So, and platinum, there is one city in the state that is listed platinum, which is the kind of the top rating.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess which city that is?
Oh, I'm guessing Madison.
Yep, you bet. Folks in Madison have worked real diligently to make that happen. There was nothing accidental about that. So,
well, let's take a call from Madison. Julie's online. Julie, what's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to pass along with the Bike Fed. They are a great organization. I'll just reiterate that. I'm a longtime cyclist and love all that they represent and do. I live in Madison, and as you've been discussing, it's an amazing city for cyclists. Along with all of our population influx, I feel like the traffic on our wonderful paths, especially in the city and within the county and elsewhere, particularly in Madison, though our paths are very congested, and this seems like a really opportune moment to reinvigorate, and even using social media is what comes to mind, re-energize and reinvigorate path and roadway etiquette. And that would be for cyclists, but that could also be for compatible, for pedestrians that also share it. Downtown Madison, we have an influx of electric bikes these days. So that's a very different group of riders than those that practice for bicycle racing, or those that commute, or those that do recreational riding. So you'll see this reflected in local social media groups. A lot of discussions about who's going too fast, who's going too slow. And just myself as a writer, I hear less of that etiquette, letting people know that they're passing, for example. So, while the bike fed was on, I just wanted to share that and request or suggest that we reinvigorate and use the tools at hand to kind of help folks relearn or remember, you know, great etiquette for sharing the paths for all of us.
Yeah, Julia, good comments. What does the bike fed, Wisconsin Bike Fed, do in the area of education, Michelle?
Wow. And thanks, Julie, for calling in. The Bike Fed does a lot for community education. We do Safe Routes to School program in Madison and Milwaukee. And we also do adult and family education, as well as with the Cycling Without Age program, we train pilots to pedal other passengers on trishaws. Recently up in the Fox Valley, we worked with East Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and did a piece on trail etiquette. So I can make sure that's out on our website. We did a blog about it last year, I believe, Julie, if you want to do a little search, you can make that available on your social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with Julie a little bit on this too, because I've, I don't know, done 1,000 miles maybe on the John Nolan bike path over time, and especially on weekends, of course, in the summer, it can be a pretty congested place, and I don't know, maybe there needs to be some signage. Mm-hmm. I don't know, has signage ever been done on, I mean, maybe because Madison is so populated with bikers, maybe we need some more signage right on the trails.
Yeah, that could help. Another thing that communities, and I'm sure Madison has got this in some places as well, they'll do is put a center line on the trail.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, it's just people and their habits and changing and adapting. And, you know, really, as trails, people become more confident using trails and getting out with their families and their dogs. The trails were primarily in the past maybe used by people who ride faster for commuting or training. But as more families get out on there, they're not really the appropriate place for that fast riding.
Yeah.
So they should be going, anytime you're using a trail, you really should gear your speed more at the pace of others on the trail with you.
Good points. And I would even mention that at least in one area on that bike path that we were just talking about, there's actually a line for walkers as well.
Mm-hmm.
In one area where a lot of people wind up walking down and enjoying it. And it wasn't there at first, but it was put in later. And people tend to use it, but it all helps for sure. Sandy in Shorewood, your turn. Hi, Sandy.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the guy from Milwaukee who is complaining about too many bike trails in Milwaukee. I think he's incorrect. I think we need more bike trails in Milwaukee. Streets are for people. I like the Netherlands approach where they designate certain communities and certain streets as, autotegast, which translates to autos are guests in this community, that it's people, pedestrians, and cyclists who have the right of way in that community. More people walking in a community, more people biking in a community, builds community, builds neighborhood, supports local businesses, not great big box stores. That traffic calming effect is what we need more of in Milwaukee, not less of. We don't want people to treat our streets as racetracks, as a free drive, free fire zone. We want people to behave in an urban way, in a community way, and that involves sharing streets, not just saying, well, streets are just for big trucks and fast cars.
Mm. Sandy, thank you so much for calling. Michelle, a comment?
I love it. Thanks, Sandy. Absolutely. People forget that streets are not built for cars. They never were from the beginning. They were built to move goods and people. And the way goods and people are moved had started with walking. It started with horses. It started with wagons. It started with bikes. And all of a sudden we've got cars, and we've become a very, very car-centric society. And that is not always in the best interest of people and the businesses that we're trying to support locally, especially when it comes to safety and the way the streets in many communities, Milwaukee included, are being treated as racetracks. It's a bit terrifying.
Michelle Bacchus, our guest, Community Engagement Manager for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Jill Nadeau's our producer today. Trina LaSousa, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Taking a look at the benefits of bike-friendly communities with our guest, Michelle Bacchus, Community Engagement Manager for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. I'm Larry Mueller. Questions or comments, I hope you'll join in. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. Let's take another call. Joe in Madison, we'll go to you now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was curious about the between Cottage Grove and Madison, they were supposed to extend the Glacial Drumlin Trail. As of last year, I think they were supposed to have that through. Is there any word on how that's coming, or is that still a project that's ongoing?
Mm-hmm. I'd like that one as well. I've been on that Glacial Drumlin Trail and biking from Madison to get to the trail startup at the head of it at Cottage Grove is it would be nice to have that trail completed into Madison. But Michelle, you may or may not be familiar with what's the progress on that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that specific stretch. However, I do know that all the trails are being worked on. And if it was on the schedule, it's still likely there. In Milwaukee, we share an office with the Rails to Trails folks. I'm not sure also if that's a rail trail or if it's just an extension, but they're all connected in that little loop and that hub. So we can always check on it. Joe, if you're not subscribing to our e-newsletter that comes out once a week, Saturday mornings, you might want to get on that, and then you'll find out little tidbits of information like that as they develop.
How does Joe or anybody else do that?
You can go on our website, and on the bottom of the page, you should be able to click and sign up for communications from us. It's a Stay Connected.
And what's the website address?
Thank you. It's wisconsinbikefed.org. It's all spelled out, no spaces or anything. wisconsinbikefed.org.
So there you go, Joe, or anybody else. It doesn't cost anything to get on that list, does it?
No, not at all.
Okay, there you go, Joe. Thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to that too. It's always fun getting started Cottage Grove often, and then I would bike down to Lake Mills, and there was a nice lake there, obviously, and have a little swim, maybe get a bite to eat, and bike back. It was always a nice trip, but I have taken it all the way to Milwaukee as well and back. It's a lot of fun. Joe, thanks again. Tom in Madison, we'll go to you next. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Good morning, Larry and Michelle. I'm in Madison, and I'm a 65-year-old man, and I'm also a lifelong cyclist. And I just need to tell you that riding the trails in Madison is not a pleasure ride anymore. There has been a massive increase in criminal behavior, outright attacks and assaults on cyclists. And I'm wondering what the Bicycle Federation is doing in terms of working with local law enforcement and municipalities in and around the Madison area to prevent violence against and robberies against cyclists and pedestrians using our trail network. I won't ride these trails anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tom. Michelle, comment from you. What is there anything the Fed can do, or what have you been doing in this area?
Yeah, I'm also sorry to hear that, Tom. It's a shame. So what we would recommend is, and I'm guessing you probably have already contacted local authorities and make sure they're aware. I'm not aware of any pinpoints where these are happening personally, but stay in communication. Stay in communication with your local bike groups as well. The Bike Fed does have several board members, and we have some staff in Madison now. So we are going to be able to stay better in touch. This will be particularly important as we continue to expand the Safe Routes to School program. So that could be a good avenue to work through to make sure these trails are safe for students who are commuting to schools.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us to ideas@wpr.org. We mentioned all the different levels of becoming a bicycle-friendly community, and it was platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. Basically, what are the differences among those four?
The differences between the different levels are a lot of them are miles of trails per miles of street, miles of infrastructure per miles of street, number of riders, amount of education. It's the different levels of each thing. So even at the bronze level, the League of American Bicyclists is really looking for something in each of the five E categories.
And those are, let's see, I'm trying to remember, engineering, education, enforcement, encouragement.
Evaluation.
And there was something like equity or something like that.
Yes, that's E number six. I believe right now their application is working to include that as an official E. So equity, engineering, education, encouragement, and evaluation.
So those are used to, essentially score the communities then.
Right. And each community has something in each of those categories. It's just the degree to which the commitment's been made. And
you know, I was on your site looking and I saw a headline on the federal infrastructure law and how it might help bicyclists and communities. Can you comment on that?
This is something that should really significantly allow us to put a bigger focus on it. I'm not going to be able to go into the details of the infrastructure law, but definitely having greater funding, having greater resources, and just simply having the support to make things happen. We really need for our transportation alternative funds to be applied to alternative transportation. And that's a big part of it.
Yeah. Cyrus in Richland Center, we'll go to you now. Hi, Cyrus.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple of things on my mind. First, I use downtown Madison on a fairly regular basis. I'm all for bicycling. I'm all for exercise and green and all that other good stuff. The issue that I have is with the people that are using these paths, especially when they are in the street style path, are not obeying traffic laws. And oftentimes, those people are able to make very quick movements. They are able to alter their course of direction at way faster than a pedestrian, and they are much smaller than a vehicle, so they are far less noticeable. The people are riding with their iPod AirPods, whatever, in their ears, and they're not paying attention to traffic. They're not paying attention to traffic laws, and they truly behave as if they have no regard for the atmosphere around them when it is still indeed, as safe as it might be, very dangerous. Now, that kind of attitude is also reflected in the general, I would say, motif of bicyclists. Mike's concerns from Milwaukee were very valid. These cars have been on the roads for a very long time. Streets are made for cars. They are made for commerce. They are made for those things. Sidewalks and other trails like that are made for pedestrians. I found that Michelle was very dismissive of him, and as if she's a director of this, that I would hope that she would be a little bit more willing to reach out and to listen to some of these concerns and to find a common ground rather than say that streets aren't made for cars, that we are purposely doing this to slow traffic down, even though it causes congestion. And I would rather see less of a pompous attitude and more of reaching out and trying to help these things along.
Well, Michelle, let's hear from you.
Well, Cyrus, thanks for chiming in. It's good to know how everybody feels about things. I just really don't know where to start here. I realize we all do that there are really good cyclists and there are really bad cyclists. And there are really good drivers and really bad drivers. And I know that not everybody in Milwaukee uses the parking lane as a racetrack. So that when we're on the curb ready to cross the street with our kids and our dogs, we don't have to fear for stepping out there. I know not everybody does that. But in the same note, not every cyclist puts in earbuds and races down the trails. So there's good and bad in everyone and all modes of transportation. So we try really hard to not lump everybody together and to take one situation at a time. But our primary focus is on safety. Our primary focus is not on creating streets just for cars and trucks. We need to make sure that people who can't drive, who don't have cars, or who want to walk for health or economy or environment, we need to make sure that they feel safe and comfortable doing so. That's the right thing to do.
Cyrus, thanks again for calling. Appreciate your call. Mark in Hudson, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Larry. Thank you so much for the program today. I have a couple things, and I'll make it real brief. Number one, people have to remember that bicycling in the state of Wisconsin is a business, and for tourism, it is a major business, $1.2 billion a year with manufacturing, et cetera. Number two, Western Wisconsin. If you want to see the lack of bike trails in Western Wisconsin, put the filter on Google Maps and type in bicycles, and you'll see the lack of trails. The state of Minnesota, and we're in Hudson, the state of Minnesota is filled with trails. You can literally get on the trail in Holton, Wisconsin, which is on the St. Croix River north of Hudson, and ride all the way to the west side of the Twin Cities on a trail, because Minnesota has dedicated money for trails. And getting, well, I've worked for the last 3 years trying to get a trail in Hudson and North Hudson, and it's extremely frustrating. The last thing, it's really important, and I wish your guest would cite this, that Wisconsin statute section 340.01 sub 5 through sub 5S defines specifically bicycles as vehicles. It also defines in very clear terms bicycle lanes and bicycle routes. And so it's very important to stress that we have the equal right on a highway. And you must maintain the rules of the road, and that includes speeding, stop signs, etc. You can be cited for it, that bicycles are vehicles, and that it's, I can't stress that enough. So, again, I thank you for your guest. I thank you, Larry, for the great work you always do.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Comments, Michelle?
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate when others can help bring up these points. It makes such a difference that it's not just the Bike Fed out there saying these things. Yes, Mark's absolutely right. In the state of Wisconsin, the bicycle is a legal vehicle. We have the same rights, same responsibilities, just a different engine. So while we have the same rights on the road, we have the same responsibility to follow the rules of the road. Same rules of the road. If you ever have questions on how to ride your bike, where to ride your bike, just think about how you would do it if you were in your car. And that's what you're expected to do. So that's why we really need to construct the streets in a way that people biking feel safe and comfortable and confident.
Mark brought up bike trails in western Wisconsin, and that reminded me that you have on the Wisconsin Bike Fed website maps and sort of north, south, east, and west set up. Describe what you've got on the website.
We have worked with the Department of Transportation and the DNR, and we have the Wisconsin State Bicycling Map. It divides the state up by section. The maps are water resistant, so you can take them up and wrinkle them all up or sweat on them in your back pocket. And they're available online on the website. So you can get a set of four, or you can buy them individually. They show off-road paths. They show routes, and they show trails. So they'll grade the roads based on different criteria: speed of traffic, volume of traffic, size of shoulder, elevation changes, and whatnot. I love these maps. I use Google Maps for my rides, but I always have these with me as well.
And the maps, there's a fee for those maps, I expect.
Yeah, they're for sale. It's part of what helps fund our efforts. So they are for sale on the website. I'm checking the price here. A lot of bike shops also carry them. Some of our member bike shops have merchandise from the Bike Fed. And so you can stop in your local bike shop and ask them if they have the maps as well. The maps start at $14. Mm-hmm. And you can get a set of four for $45.
All right, there we go. So you can go on the website or stop at probably a lot of local bike shops, and you're going to find those maps available. Speaking of bike shops, I'm thinking of sponsorships. I'm pretty sure here in Wisconsin that you'd have at least have Trek as a sponsor, and I think I'm right about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Trek is a huge supporter of the Bike Fed. We couldn't do it without them. We couldn't do it without all of our members. Everybody makes a difference, but Trek has been over the top supportive, and we're very appreciative.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm just thinking about somebody brought up the value of bicycling in terms of just an economic value. And I noted that you had on your website a comment on mountain biking in the Shawamigan area and the impact that it has on that community.
Yeah, absolutely. Up in the North Woods, I'll tell you what, if you're going to get a map, get the North map and put your bike on a Sarah's bike rack and head on up there, because the trails, whether they're off-road trails for gravel riding or whether it's a paved trail around Eagle River, Boulder Junction area, absolutely amazing. And all the businesses around there make a point of connecting to the trails and becoming accessible by bike.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the, when you mentioned Eau Claire, it reminded me of that paved trail there that we've biked. We biked along. I've left Eau Claire. I can't even remember where we wound up, but there was a really nice little restaurant that we wound up at, and I had a great lunch and really enjoyed it. Another one I think you featured in on your website was the Vilas County paved trail system. I haven't been on that in the last year or two, but it is a wonderful system.
It's absolutely amazing. We had a big feature article in our annual ride guide last year. That's our magazine for the Bike Fed. Comes out every spring. The Heart of Vilas County Trail actually last year got designated as a national trail.
And And that means what? It means that...
Think like Grand Canyon is to national parks. This bike trail is a national bike trail. So it's that caliber. They're just absolutely amazing. I can't even put it into words. The blacktop, the paved trail goes from town to town with restaurants and lodging. So you could put a little backpack on the back of your bike or a couple panniers and you can bike for, you know, 14 miles, which what is that, hour and a half? And then take a rest and have lunch or stay overnight or go for a swim like you were talking about in Lake Mills. It's just gorgeous and constantly growing.
I can remember being on that trail at one point going through a wooded area, and I caught up to a fox that was using the trail. And I got close enough that I hollered a little bit, so the fox took off and made a sharp right turn into the woods. But it was one of the many fun experiences that you have when you get out on some of these trails and use them, and not only great exercise, but also a chance to see some wildlife and maybe some things you might never see. You certainly wouldn't see necessarily in a car.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's go back to the Bike Federation website. Tell us how that we can get to the website and learn more. There's a lot on the website for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there sure is. The WisconsinBikeFed.org. All one word, Wisconsin Bike Fed, short for Federation, .org. And you can click on the icons across the top. The big one is the What We Do icon. And it talks all about the different things that we can do for you. We can come to your community and help with. We are all about empowering local communities to pick up these programs and become bike friendly.
So you'll provide some technical expertise to communities.
Yes, yes. We have resources for that, or you can bring us in. Our memberships are, we have community memberships, so we can actually help focus on specific programs in your communities. Same thing with businesses and nonprofit organizations and rides and, of course, individuals. That all supports our efforts significantly.
Well, Michelle, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Thanks so much for being with us, and hopefully we'll have a chance to visit again. Appreciate it very much.
I would love that. Thanks for having me.
Michelle Backus is the Community Engagement Manager for the Wisconsin Bike Fed. And again, that's wisconsinbikefed.org. Well, great to have her on, and looking forward as well to talking with our next guest, Cliff Crystal. Has written an epic on the history of the Green Bay Packers, and you can join in with your questions coming up next. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.